This Saturday afternoon and evening on LBC, there's some great listening ahead. Newswatch at 1 and at 1.30 Sports Watch, with live reports from the London Football Club matches and a full classified results service at 5 to 5. At 6.30, the Decision Makers, brought to you by LBC's parliamentary team. Arts Week at 7, and from 9 till 1, Nightline with David Bassett, who takes your calls on 353 8111. And, of course, news on the hour and as it happens, all on LBC 261.
This is LBC on 261. Pass it on.
You're listening to Jellybone with Gene Davis.
And the time is 11:34. Well, just before we let Mr. Nasty get near the microphone, let's go over to Alexandra Palace to the London Championship Show, where there's London's Super Pet of the Year, Children's Pet Show. And I think Mr. Brown is on the line. Hello, Mr. Brown.
Hello, Jane.
Hello. Well, it's very nice to talk to you again. We enjoyed having you on Jellybone last week, and I expect you've got quite a lot of Jellybone pet owners there.
Yes, we have, yes.
And have you got anyone there who's... You haven't judged the competition, have you, yet?
First of all, we've got the Pearly Queen of Finsbury.
Oh, hello.
I'll put her on the phone.
Yes, fine.
Hello, Jane.
Hello. You've turned up at Ali Pally today to see the Super Pet of the Year competition, have you?
Yes. I've been over here for the last 4 years. I always come for the 2 days.
Oh, that's great. And if we come along this afternoon, will you still be there this afternoon?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. And are we going to be able to... are there any of the children round you?
Yes, there is a couple of children here to talk to you.
Oh, great. Well, I'd love to talk to them.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And who have we got? What sort of a pet, I wonder, are we going to be talking about?
Hello, Jean?
Yes, and what's your name?
Marianne Rayner.
And Marianne, what sort of a pet have you brought along to Alexandra Palace?
I've brought a rough-haired guinea pig.
A rough-haired guinea pig?
Yes, a rosette.
Oh dear, we've got.
Sounds horrible.
We've got Mr. Nasty get into this.
No, it's lovely.
It's lovely.
Have you got worms and snails there as well?
No.
Why not?
Because they're horrible.
Oh, horrible! Are you a Mr. Nasty fan?
Pardon?
Are you a fan of Mr. Nasty?
No.
Well, get off then. It's my show, this. Not
just, we've got one more person to talk to, so just keep quiet, Mr. Nasty, for a minute.
Nasty, not nasty.
Marianne, I hope you do very well with your guinea pig this afternoon. And who's the other entrant that's there? Who else is there? Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
Sarah Bennett.
Yes, Sarah, what have you brought along to the show?
A smooth-coated guinea pig.
You've got a smooth-haired guinea pig?
Yes.
And what's your guinea pig called?
Treacle.
And are you going to put Treacle in for the competition this afternoon?
I don't know.
I see.
Treacle?
Well, Sarah, I wish you luck and I hope that...
Hey, just a minute. Hey, Sarah, why have you called a guinea pig Treacle?
Yeah.
Why? Why is he called Treacle?
Because it's a nice name.
What a funny girl.
I think she's a very nice girl. And thank you all very much for ringing us from Alexandra Palace today. We wish you luck with the competition.
And now a fanfare! Thank you very much. It's the Mr. Nasty Show.
I thought we were going to manage to keep Mr. Nasty out. I've got all these cubs and scouts.
What have you got all these brownies here for? Look at them all the ugly girls. Oh, horrible.
I thought they were going to help me to keep you out of the studio, Mr. Nasty. You've come along to argue something absolutely stupid, as usual, I suppose. Something like the world's flat, or we...
No, I haven't come to argue anything stupid at all. What I've got to talk about today is very sensible. It's my latest invention.
Oh, well, all your inventions are very stupid and
nasty. They are not
and
stupid.
Horrible.
They're very good, and everybody agrees with them. I have come up with a brilliant idea. What night was it last night?
What night was it last night?
Firework night. Right. Well, I've got a great idea. Instead of having fireworks, you have waterworks. Isn't that a good idea? You see? Now, it's got all sorts of advantages, like it's cheaper, like water is much more fun to play with because it goes further. And the big disadvantage about firework night is that you can only see them at night, isn't it? Isn't that right?
Mm.
Right. So waterworks, if you have waterworks, you can see them all through the day. Isn't that a good idea?
I'm sure there are plenty of Jellybone listeners on 353-8111 just waiting
incidentally,
to tell you how
incidentally,
stupid you are.
It's not Mr. Nasty, you realise, no, it's President Nasty.
Because well,
I am really the new president of the USA, you know that, don't you?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I really got the job. I really got the job, actually.
I thought it was somebody called Carter.
No, President Nasty, because everybody would vote for Nasty. You've heard the expression, vote for Nasty.
I'm afraid I haven't.
Well, you should have done. Anyway, vote for Nasty, and I'm President now. So, President Nasty, and tell me what a great idea you think it is to have waterworks instead of fireworks. And Gene Davis, you look a bit tired this morning, so I thought I'd play a nice soft song for you.
Oh,
would you like
very
a nice
kind.
Soft song?
Well, I'm a bit nervous about
a
it.
A nice soft song. Well, if you'd like to just sit back and relax and hear this lovely soft song. Nasty! I am Nasty, Mr. Nasty. I can argue what is not true, 'cause I lie and I'm sly and I try, so we cry.
Mr. Nasty!
Shout down that old phone to those kids on Jellybone. It's like talking to a stone.
You said it, mate.
I set a nasty tone. That's a nasty man I know. I am nasty. Horrible.
It's Mr. Nasty. Nasty.
You can join in at home. Be just as horrible as we are.
I hate girls.
Mr. Nasty.
Mary socks.
Jelly.
Smelly jelly.
Fat blood.
If you're a kid who is sordid, it is splendid to be horrid. You should phone.
No.
On your own.
No.
And have a groan.
No.
Or a moan. You are nasty. Horrible.
Mr. Nasty.
I am nasty to the boys. And I make a nasty noise. And I'm nasty to the girls. And I send them ranting whirls. And my wisdom drops in pearls.
You are nasty.
Mr. Nasty!
How are you feeling?
Horrible!
Oh, hey, choir! Keep it going!
Mr. Nasty! Horrible!
Smelly jelly!
Bat blood!
What's worse than Gene Davis?
Smelly top! Mr. Nasty!
You are nasty! I am nasty!
Horrible! The worst man in the world!
King of the world!
King of the snakes!
Snake! Dragon!
Nasty!
Horrible!
Nasty!
Mr. Nasty!
Thank you very much. Thank you, fans. Right, Brownish, you can be quiet now.
I didn't like it at all.
Did you hear your name mentioned?
I did. It? I didn't like the bit about smelly socks.
Why not? Because you wouldn't like smelly socks because you're a girl.
Oh. I thought that was a horrible bit.
Horrible! We all like smelly socks, don't we, fellas? Oh, well, you'd expect that from Brownies. Anyway, 353-8111 is the telephone number to ring and agree with me that it'd be much better to have waterworks instead of fireworks. 353-8111111111111. Who's next?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
Daniel.
Why?
Because I don't know why.
You don't know why? Why did you ring up then? Silly girl.
I don't know why my name is called Daniel.
Well, neither do I. You can't ask me, can you?
No.
What did you ring up for?
To speak to you.
Why?
Look, because I want to speak to you.
Well, speak to me then.
Hello, Mr. Nasty.
Hello, Daniel. Is that all you wanted to say?
Did you have any fireworks last night?
No, I had waterworks. I went round with my nasty water pistol, shooting at everybody else's fireworks and putting them out. That was a good idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Hey, yeah, I had great fun. I put out about 10 fireworks all night. Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do?
I put the fireworks on.
You put them what?
We were looking at the fireworks.
Were you?
Yeah.
But they're sissy, aren't they? They're all sloppy and...
Yeah, they went in the air all in circles.
Yeah, wouldn't it be better if we had water pistols so we could squirt everyone on bonfire night instead?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, there's a nasty fan.
Well, there must be somebody who doesn't agree with you.
Everybody agrees with Mr. Nasty.
I don't believe it. I believe there are plenty of Jellybone listeners who can ring on 3538111 and tell you how horrible and stupid you are.
I'm not horrible and stupid, I'm intelligent. Everybody knows it. Who's next? Meechel. Hello, Meechel. That's a funny name.
Hello, Mr. Nasty.
Meechel's a funny name, isn't it?
Is it Meechel? I think it might be Michelle.
Did he call my name?
Yes, he called your name. Go on, Michelle. Tell him what your name is.
Pardon?
Tell him how to say your name.
Mr. Nasty?
Yes!
My name is Michelle and I think you're terribly horrible. I feel like putting a fireworks and burning up the vault, and I feel like making a gun and asking and let all the little girls burn you up.
I'll get my water pistol and squirt you!
I'll get the bonfire and burn it up all over your face!
I bet my water pistol could squirt further than yours can!
If I ever saw you, you're such a nasty man and I think you're very horrible. If I ever saw you, I'd take my fireworks and pull it all over you!
No, you wouldn't do that because you don't throw fireworks, you silly girl, do you, fellas?
No.
You see, everybody knows that. That's a silly thing to do. But if you had water pistols, then you could throw them at anyone, you see. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
That wouldn't.
Silly girl, get off. Let's have a break.
Introducing the 3-minute steak pie. Yes, 3 minutes is all it takes in the unfreezer, the new Toshiba microwave oven. Cooking, defrosting, reheating, the Toshiba works really fast. Saves electricity, too. Uses less than a single bar of fire. Find out more about the 5-minute baked potato, the 4-minute steak, the 3-minute pie. Ring Sally Broad on 01-409-2625, that's 409-2625, about the Toshiba Unfreezer.
There's a car, a coupe, with sporty performance, splendid comfort, great good looks, that only costs around £1,500. It's the Skoda Coupe, and you can test drive it today at your local Skoda centre. There are over 40 Skoda centres in the London area. To find your nearest one, phone 01-242-0691. 242-0691.
When the air has grown heavy with the scent of fallen leaves, when collars are turned up against the chilling autumn winds and the nights have grown longer than the days, that's the time for toasting crumpets at the hearth and buttering them thick while they're still too hot to hold. Oh, autumn has arrived, and so have Mother's Pride crumpets.
Mother's Pride crumpets are in the shops now.
This is Jellybone.
Right, all these girls here, all these Girl Scouts here, agree with me that that was a stupid girl, wasn't it? Stupid. That.
Yeah.
Because what do you do with what do you not do with fireworks?
Don't throw.
You don't throw them. What else don't you do? Where don't you hold them?
In your hand.
That's right. You see, and everybody knows that's the right thing to do. Oh, silly girl, stupid. Who's the next caller?
I think it's Claire.
Is it Claire?
Who's our next caller? I think you've frightened away. It's Lisa. Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Why did you ring?
Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. Why did you ring up?
Because I wanted to tell you that my brother won his fight last night.
He won what?
His boxing match.
His boxing match?
Yes.
Was he fighting you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm too small for him.
Are you? Does he only fight people what are the same size as him?
Pardon?
Does he only fight people who are the same size as him?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's too nasty to fight people younger than him.
Is he really? Well, anyway, give him my regards and say I'm glad he won the fight and let's talk to the next caller. Who's next?
Paul. Is Paul there?
Hello?
Hello, Paul. You want to tell Mr. Nasty he's not President of the United States and that fireworks are definitely better than waterworks?
Yeah, I don't. All right. He's a bit of an idiot.
Why?
Because we've got enough waterworks.
Why?
Yeah, it only comes once a year, fireworks.
Yeah, but that's the point, you see. If you had waterworks, you could have them all the way through the year, couldn't you?
No, we've got enough water as it is.
Well, you don't play with it much, though, do you?
Well,
you don't play with it much, do you? That's what I just said.
Well, we know.
And if you had waterworks, you could play with them whenever you wanted to, couldn't you?
Yeah, but you're not bleeding president. You don't say whether we should have waterworks or not.
Listen, mate, I'm president. President Nasty Me. Because I was in for the job before the other two were.
That's what you say.
And the other two were only elected in America. I was elected President of England. Listen, do you know anyone else who was President of England?
Yeah.
Who?
Don't know.
No, you don't, you see. Well, I'm President of England, that's why.
Mr. Nasty, what a name, eh?
Yeah, great name, isn't it?
Nah.
It's not nasty, it's nasty. Go away. You're horrible too.
I think Mr. Nasty...
get rid of this one.
Mr. Nasty's a better name than President Nasty. I think that sounds ridiculous. Let's see
what... smashing, we've President
got...
Nasty.
No, it doesn't. We've got Veronica on the line now. Hello, Veronica.
Hello.
What? You've got a quiet voice. You have to speak up a bit if you're going to shout at Mr. Nasty. Go on.
I think Mr. Nasty's idea is stupid about the fireworks, having waterworks instead of fireworks.
Why?
Because it is.
Why?
Well, it spoils everybody's day when you put out their fireworks, and it's only once a year.
It's much more fun to put them out, isn't it?
And you can't be President of England because there's only a Prime Minister of England.
Well, there was till I came along, but I'm now President of England, you see. Wasn't that clever of me? Thank you. Thank you very much, you see. And fireworks are all soppy, aren't they? They just have different colours and stuff like that, don't they?
They're prettier than
me. Well, you're a girl. You would think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But us boys, you see, we like something a bit exciting. So if you get a water pistol, you can go and squirt people with it.
That's not exciting.
Of course it's exciting, isn't it, fellas?
Yeah,
they agree with me, you see. Oh, silly girls. Well, what were you going to say?
I think your idea is stupid.
Well, I think you're stupid too. Who's the next caller?
I think it's another nice girl, and it's Susan
line. Not another girl.
No.
Hello, Susan.
I thought it was a horrible idea, and I thought there was a water shortage.
I think Susan's very clever there about the water shortage.
Why do you think she's very clever about the water shortage?
Because I don't think you ought to be going around wasting water. That's what Susan's saying, isn't it, Susan?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, you tell him.
But you know how big an ordinary firework is, don't you?
Yeah.
It's small, isn't it?
No.
Of course it's small, you silly girl. It's about 3 inches big, isn't it?
No.
Well, how big's your firework?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know, you see. If you looked at them, you'd see they're only about 3 inches big. So you only need about 3 inches of water, and that's not much, is it?
No.
Right, I've beat another one, you see.
I don't know.
Who's next?
No, she's got something else to say.
Oh, no.
But you get drowned in your own waterworks, and I think you're a big drip.
Thank you very much, and the same to you.
And we've got Stephen on the line. Stephen's there, isn't he?
Are you there? Drip. They're not listening properly. Yes, Stephen, why did you ring up?
Because I think you're silly because you can't light... You won't be able to light waterworks because it'll put the light out.
No, it won't if you get wet matches, will it? Right, who's the next caller? Tony. Hello, Tony. I'm beating the arguments again.
I think that's a good idea.
Right, thank you very much. Why?
Because waterworks... Well, fireworks can injure people, but water can't.
What a good idea. Who's next? Melanie. Hello, Melanie.
I think you've frightened her away. Where's Melanie?
Oh, let's have another song. Shall we have another song? Everybody can join in this one. Come on.
nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, cos they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know that the nasty man can. I'm sorry about the lack of really good musical quality today, but as you can hear, the nasty choir that's ensembled here is not very good. How's your voices, fellas? Do that. Come on, McLean. What a horrible sound. Anyway, Gene Davis is going to join in with this chorus, aren't you, Gene Davis?
Gene Davis is having nothing you can to all do with join the nasty song.
Home to...
Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing. Cause they all know it's a horrible thing. He's going to man to make your band. We all know that nasty man can.
Are you a fan of Mr. Nasty Fellas?
Yes!
Have you listened to him at home?
Yes!
Oh, don't come so near to the microphone. You're going to blast everybody's ear holes out at home. And they're all singing along with this beautiful, horrible, nasty tune. And I win arguments on Jellybone on LBC on Saturday morning. Here we go again!
Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing. Cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout. Nasty is the king.
Oh, horrible voices. Gene Davis, come on, you go and join in there.
I'm not going to join in.
Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing.
Horrible voices.
We all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan?
Oh, horrible.
Whoa. You're quite right. It was absolutely
horrible. It was horrible. Who's next on the phone?
I think it's Melanie.
Hello, Melanie. Bleep, bleep. That's a funny noise. Hello, Melanie. Who's next then, Alan? Does that say Alan? Alison.
I think it's Alison.
Hello, Alison. Oh, another one with the same funny noise.
Daniela.
Hello, Daniela.
I think you're so horrible.
Well, I think you're horrible too, but I don't keep saying it.
In the water.
What?
Hello?
Yes.
I'd like to throw you in the water and everyone to eat you up.
You wouldn't be able to pick me up to throw me in, you. Because you're a little girl, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You sound it. What's your name?
I'm going to throw you in the water and all the worms are going to eat you up.
Thank you very much. Oh, do you like worms?
You are.
Do you like worms?
No, I don't.
Why not? Because you're a girl?
No, not
Boys that. Like worms, don't they?
You
yeah! Hey, I've got my fan club here today. What?
Everyone can eat you up in the...
Worms don't eat people. Worms don't eat people. They're too small to eat people.
I seem to have...
Someone can throw you in the water.
People eat worms. You know, in foreign countries, they eat worms. Is that a good idea?
Mr. Nasty once had a worm as a pet. I remember he took out on a lead. I thought that was a horrible idea.
It's a fantastic idea. The Jelly Bone listener invented me a
worm. We'll
have
all the worms and frogs to eat you up.
Thank you very much. Who's next?
Sally.
Hello, Sally. Why did you ring up?
To tell you about the fireworks. I think you're stupid about the waterworks.
Why?
Because with waterworks it makes you all splashy and wet.
Yeah, don't you like being splashy and wet?
No.
Ugh, well, you're a sissy, aren't you?
No.
Why not?
Because I said so.
Oh, horrible.
I think Sally's quite right.
How are you feeling, Sally?
Pardon?
How are you feeling?
Oh,
horrible. Let's see if the boys here know what to do properly. How are you feeling, fellas?
Horrible! Oh,
what's the way? Horrible. Everybody's feeling horrible. Who's next?
I think it's going to be Leonie. Is it Leonie?
Yes.
Hello, Leonie.
I came to say that I think your idea of waterworks is stupid.
Why?
If you sat on waterworks, you'd only get wet trousers. If you sat on a rocket, then you'd go forever.
Well, you don't want to go forever, do you?
Oh, yes.
If you sat on a rocket, you'd get burnt, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's what I mean.
You don't want to get burnt.
I want you to get burnt.
It's much better to get wet trousers than to get burnt, because getting burnt hurts you, doesn't it?
Not if it's you.
Hey?
Not if it's you.
I don't want to get burnt.
What do you think?
We do.
Silly girl.
What do you think of the idea of having Mr. Nasty as a president, Leonie? How do you think he is as President Nasty?
Oh, dreadful.
Yeah, I think he'd make
a watch out.
Well, you would. Well, you would. If I had a water pistol, I'd squirt you with it now.
Let's see what Paul's got to say. Is Paul on the line there? Leonie's gone. I'm not surprised. I thought you treated her very badly. Is Paul on the line?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Paul.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that with water, you can only have one type of water. And with fireworks, you can have all different types. candles and other rockets.
Yeah, but you can make water go different ways, can't you? And you can give it different colours and you can squirt it hard and soft and
can
things like that.
Can you make it go around in circles?
Eh?
Can you make it go around in circles, sitting on the wall?
Of course I can, yes.
It's like sparks everywhere, can you?
Not sparks, no, but you can get drops, can't you? They're like sparks, aren't they?
Can you make it go right up into the air?
Of course you can, yes. Have you ever seen a, what's it called, one of those fountain things? Have you ever seen a fountain?
Yeah.
Goes up in the air then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've won another argument.
I think that's all the time.
Ah, I've won again.
I think that's
Thank
all the time.
Thank you,
fans.
How are you feeling, fellas? How are you feeling, Dean Davis?
I'm feeling pretty horrible
at the end
of your half hour.
I'm feeling horrible.
We're going to try and get Mr. Nasty out of the studio so that we'll be able to hear
Oh, I'm going. I don't want to stay
Alan
here.
Alan Clark.
Oh, it's very nearly time for the break and the 12 o'clock news.
And I shall use all these Hammersmith cubs to drag him out of the studio.
No, not the cubs. We have not dragged out by them. No, no, no.
Morning, Grant.
Morning, dear. What's for breakfast?
Your favourite thing.
261 traffic.
This is LBC, 261 medium wave, where news comes first.
You're listening to Jellybone with Gene Davis on LBC.
And the time is just after 6 minutes past 12. And this is the last hour of Jellybone coming up. I must say I'm surprised that Mr. Nasty got one thing right when he was here in the programme. I actually agree with him about what he's saying about fireworks, that you shouldn't throw them about and you should handle them with care. I think it's the first time I've ever actually agreed with anything that Mr. Nasty said, but that was one thing he was right about. Well, in the last hour of Jellybone, we're going to be talking about magic and magicians 100 years ago. You'll hear about a poetry workshop that's happening...
A letter from Gary Parr.
News on the hour, every hour from LBC.
Independent radio news at 12, Alan Clark. The Treasury is reported to have told the International Monetary Fund team that the government will be nearly £2,000 million further in the red next year than forecast only 4 months ago. Though there's no official comment, Douglas Moffat reports it could mean new pressure from the IMF for cuts in spending and tax increases.
The government now looks like going even deeper into the red than forecast next year because inflation has been higher than expected, unemployment has come down more slowly, and taxes won't bring in as much as they would have done if the economic recovery had been stronger. The problem it poses for the government and the International Monetary Fund is that even the original forecast of £9,000 million of overspending by the government would have been unacceptable to the IMF. But having to lop it back by an extra £2,000 million will mean a huge shock to the economy and the government, because it means far bigger cutbacks than the government has been preparing itself for. A speech by Treasury Secretary Joel Barnett this week.